just heard the opening of Ferré's Requiem, a deeply moving Requiem Mass. This was performed by the Bravo Vancouver Chorale and Washington State Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Maria Manzo Kissinger with soloist Charlie Badd and Lisa Muiman. Recording such a work is a humbling experience, as one needs to be aware of both the huge size and also the subtleties of such a work. And as with many live recordings, we were faced with not being able to place microphones in optimal positions. So for this recording and all factors considered, we used multiple microphones in a blend of recording techniques. This recording used a main stereo pair to pick up the entire ensemble. That includes orchestra, choir, organ, room sound, and audience. Three microphones covered the chorus, four were on the orchestra, and one was used for the baritone and soprano soloists. Let's listen to a bit of just the main stereo pair by itself, with no other microphones. A large, lush image, to be sure, and one that provides a sense of gravity and size to the sound of the recording. And it's not bad by itself. But it is lacking in focus, and more subtle musical aspects can get lost in such a large field. Many stereo miking techniques are available. For this recording, and given the lovely quality of the room, we chose a pair of omnidirectional microphones in what is called AB stereo. Now let's listen to just the choral microphones with no additional processing. The voices are certainly very present. We'll add a subtle processing effect to diffuse those voices somewhat and add some depth. Let's listen again. I'll fade in the effect during the middle of the section. Better. It's very easy to add too much effect, so great care must be taken not to overdo it. Now let's listen to just the orchestra microphones with no main stereo pair or choral microphones. This too yields a very present, very immediate sound from the orchestra. Yet for detail and definition, this is exactly what we need to help outline the instruments within our lush stereo field. Let me add the orchestra microphones to the main stereo pair. You'll see what I mean. Thank you. Now let's add the three choral microphones as well. Now let's move to a section where we're integrating a soloist. Here we must be very careful to properly size the solo voice to the rest of our performance sound. If the solo is too big or too close, we lose some of the emotional humility of the work. If the voice is too far away, we lose the texture of the solo voice, not to mention the sung Latin text. Let me show you what I mean. Here's the entry of that solo section with no solo microphone. Indeed, the solo voice is there and properly located in the soundstage as it occurred live, but it is too diffuse. Let's try again with intentionally too much solo voice. Electrically, no level limits have been exceeded, but the solo is way out of proportion with the mood conveyed by this mass. Now let's listen to a more optimal level for the soloist. That's much better. The voice places well in the musical space and in the musical context itself. Of course, many technical details of this recording have been left out of this presentation for brevity. Plus, we do need to retain a few trade secrets. There's also an entire philosophical discussion about whether multi-track recording is true to classical music or not. We're looking for any method that captures and conveys the spirit of the music given the limitations of the performance, space available, and budget. In an abstract sense, what we've shown here might not be pure to some, but the music is captured and transports the listener, in their home environment, to the place intended by the composer and performers. We feel this should always be the ultimate measure. Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look at a larger-scale recording. If you have any questions about your recording project and how we might be able to help you, please contact us.